This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued an official notification in this regard last evening. The notification said that President Draupadi Murmu had received a report from the Manipur governor, and after considering the report in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. The assembly has also been put under suspended animation. Campaigning is going on for the election of members of Autonomous District Council in the Khasi Jayantia Hills in Meghalaya to be held on 21st February. The Hill State People's Democratic Party held an election rally in support of its candidate for the Mau Khar Pantharam Kra constituency. The party pledged to address various challenges, particularly those affecting the youth, if entrusted with the people's mandate. In view of the general election 2025 to the Autonomous District Council of the Khasi and Jayantia Hills, and in order to enable the voters to exercise their franchise, special leave has been allowed to all central government employees who are electors in constituencies in these two regions. Financial fraud in Meghalaya have been on an alarming surge, with losses skyrocketing, according to sources. State police have repeatedly issued advisories warning citizens against scammers who use threats of digital arrest or physical arrest to extort large sums of money. East Khasi Hill Superintendent of Police Vivek Aim confirmed that multiple scams have been reported across the district, with fraudsters impersonating law enforcement officials to intimidate victims into making payments. Antenatal care for aspirational block was held yesterday at Resubelpara Community Health Center in Meghalaya, where hundreds of expecting mothers benefited from the program. On-spot OPD screening, ultrasound services and counseling to expecting mothers were undertaken by gynecologists. Emphasizing on the importance of early antenatal checkup, Torali K. Marak, Assistant Commissioner, North Garo Hills, called upon all expecting mothers to register and avail the care and services being rendered by the medical department. A review meeting of the District Task Force on Immunization was held in South Garo Hills under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Hema Nayak. The review revealed that routine immunization coverage for infants had reached an impressive 97% as of January 2025. However, coverage for children aged 16 to 24 months, 5 years, 10 years and 16 years remained below the desired levels. The Deputy Commissioner has announced a special immunization campaign to be launched at the village level later this month. Additionally, a tetanus and diphtheria vaccination campaign for school children aged 10 and 16 years has been scheduled for the month of March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted everyone on the occasion of World Radio Day yesterday. He also invited the people to share their ideas and inputs for the Mann Ki Baat program scheduled on the 23rd of this month. In a post on X, Mr. Modi complimented all those associated with the world of radio. World Radio Day is observed on the 13th of February every year to sustain its popularity and encourage everyone to utilize it. Akashvani Shillong and Akashvani Northeastern Service, in collaboration with St. Anthony's College, observed World Radio Day yesterday, focusing on the theme Radio and Climate Change. The event brought together students, faculty members and professionals to reflect on the role of radio in shaping awareness and preserving cultural heritage. And Akashvani Gangtok celebrated World Radio Day 2025 yesterday. The program focused on pivotal role of radio in terms of dissemination of news, entertaining listeners and being the voice of the Government of India regarding dissemination of several beneficial schemes to the remotest corners of the country. Akashvani Itanagar celebrated World Radio Day with a function at the station premises. Speakers emphasized how radio still and will always be relevant in terms of informing and entertaining people where even roads and bridges are yet to reach. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.